This is a Dubai Eye 103.8 podcast. This is Afternoons with Helen Farmer.
Live your best life
on Dubai Eye 103.8.
You're listening to the Afternoons with Helen Farmer podcast. I'm Helen Farmer, and wonderful to have you with us as we listen back to an interview with Dr. Marwan Al-Kabi, the acting Group Chief Operations Officer at SEHA. Such an interesting time when it comes to vaccinations, with guidelines changing, and we are here at Dubai Eye 103.8 want to keep you up to date and put you in touch with the decision makers and those in the know. Dr. Al-Kabi was on hand to give us the latest behind the headlines and take your questions too.
Healthy Habits
on Afternoons with Helen Farmer.
Dr. Marwan, how are you?
I'm good. Hi, Helen. How are you?
I am well. I hope you've had your afternoon coffee, because already many messages coming in for you. So thank you so much for your time today. Really appreciate it.
Sure. Always a pleasure.
So let's go to that text line. A message from Jan saying, can you please ask SEHA, what is the guidance for having the vaccine after you've had COVID? I tested positive on the 26th of January, got my negative test result on the 14th of February as required by my employer, and I'm hearing conflicting reports of 3 months and now 1 month. Has it changed? Does it run from the date of the first positive test? Can you offer any clarifications there, please, Dr. Marwan?
Suggestion was for them to wait, and maybe they've already developed the immunity, so they don't need to go for a vaccine. However, 2 weeks after they got infected, they are allowed to go for the vaccine.
We had this exact discussion in the office yesterday, Chris McCarty from Offscript saying that. He's like, I heard I had to wait 3 months. I was like, no, the last thing I heard from the people in the know is that 2 weeks after you've had that initial test, you are available. So 2 weeks after your first negative test. So that is the guideline there. So get yourself vaccinated. As we said earlier, you know, a number of weeks ago, certain segments of society were invited to come through as a priority. That was if you had a chronic condition, age requirements as well, whereas now it is opened up. Can you tell us about that decision, please, Doctor?
Yeah, it is now available as before to everyone, and we encourage everyone to go for the vaccine if they haven't already been vaccinated. We encourage them to use our application to book an appointment at the nearest SEHA center for vaccination. So now it's available for everyone.
Great news indeed. So people, you need to get on that app. Lee's asking, are walk-ins still allowed? Can you advise there, please?
Yeah, walk-ins are only allowed for senior citizens and people with people of determination. Other than that, we encourage everyone to use the application and book their appointment.
Ben's been in touch saying, I had my first dose of the vaccine was scheduled for the first week of March, but received an SMS from SEHA that my schedule was cancelled as the priority was high risk and older groups. The SMS said to wait for further notice. Now the vaccine is available again to all of us. Should I cancel my existing vaccine request and make a new appointment? Since my visa is in Fujairah, I'm only able to book an appointment at Dubai Parks and Resorts Satellite Clinic. Any advice to Ben and anyone else in a similar situation?
Yeah, for all those who received that message, we also asked them to please go and book an appointment again. And now it's available on the application because it was put on hold, as you mentioned before, to give priority to certain segments of our community. But now, yeah, please go to and book your appointment, and don't wait for another message from us. Just book a new one, please.
And Dr. Marwan, can I ask you, which vaccine are you administering through SEHA?
We're still administering Sinopharm vaccine.
Lokesh has been in touch saying, how do you book for a third Sinopharm jab? The app doesn't seem to have that option. This was discussed early in the week on the Business Breakfast about a very small number of people with low immunity and antibodies needing that third jab. Is that going to be an option soon?
It's not an option now. We don't offer a third dose, and we don't test for the immunity for the meanwhile. So until we get further direction or regulation from the government and the regulators, we're not offering a third jab for anyone.
And going to the phone lines is on 0487155500. Here's a question from Neil.
I've got a few friends that are stuck here because the flights obviously aren't going home to certain countries, and they want the vaccine, and they're stranded here, but they're not able to get it because they're not a resident of the UAE. Is there any plans to allow people that are stranded here or on vacation access to the vaccine rollout?
Great question from Neil. Last time we spoke, you said there were no immediate plans to introduce vaccines to tourists, that you must have your Emirates ID. Are you aware, Dr. Marwan Al-Kabi, of any plans to change that?
I'm not, actually, and I'm sure the responsible authorities are looking into those, and I'm sure they're also hearing the request from Neil, and hopefully they will take that into consideration and find a solution to address that issue.
Question from Fatima, and I echo this as well, about antibody tests. Can you make them available at testing in vaccination centres, please? So that a bit of feedback and a request from Fatima. And I'd be fascinated. I've been fully vaccinated for about 6 weeks now, and maybe a little bit longer. And I'm really curious about the antibody tests. Have you had yours done?
I have. A long time ago, was part of the process before it was changed. But I think that's something we look into. Currently, as I said, we are not offering the antibody testing at all. So hopefully when that's becoming available, we'll look into making it available in all our centres.
A question from Ash Doctor saying, with the rise in cases recently, how are Seha facilities doing? Can you tell us what's been happening behind the scenes?
We're doing really, really well, and we learned from the first wave to ensure our capacity is up to the need required, and all the other measures were there taken as a community and other entities to ensure that we're controlling the spread of infection. That all actually had a positive impact on our services we provide to the community. And thanks God, none of our non-COVID activities and COVID activities were affected with the second wave as well. So we've been able to continue providing the service our community expect us to do as normal.
Thank you for that. And a question from May saying, I, along with members of my household, had our first Sinopharm jab through our office. They work the private clinic. We had COVID shortly after that and missed the schedule for the second dose. Can we walk into a Seha centre and get our second dose? We've got the vaccination cards with the clinic's logo on them.
Unfortunately, I think they need to go to the same center they had their first dose, or to the same provider who provided the vaccine at home or at office. It's to do with the documentation and to uploading to the system that we'll make sure as the whole country that everyone has been vaccinated and took their two doses. So I think it's much better to go to the provider who gave them the first dose.
Dr. Marwan, are you able to quickly outline where the Seha facilities are, specifically in Dubai, if people are looking to make an appointment, you know, get that app and start that vaccination process? Can you tell us where they can go?
Sure. We have a huge centre at Dubai Park. That's probably the biggest in the region. And we have drive-through facilities in City Walk, Mina Rashid and Al Khawanij. Khawanij area, and obviously we have many others in other Emirates. All our drive-throughs, testing centers, or national screening centers, as we call them, they also offer the vaccine.
And can I ask, just from a practical point of view, if someone goes into the app, makes their first appointment, what happens in terms of you talking about the importance of documentation? Once you've had the first vaccine, do you then get an SMS telling you about your second, or is it up to you as an individual to make an appointment for your second dose?
They should be getting a message. However, if the message didn't come through and it's been 3 weeks, we encourage them to go to the same center they took their first dose. Or call Seha on 850, and we shall be able to schedule them for the second dose.
A bit of a niche question from Ella, but I'm very curious if you have an answer. Ella's saying, for those who participated in the vaccine trials, do you know when they can get vaccinated? It's something I think about a lot with people who did put themselves forward to the vaccination trials. Anything that we can help for someone who was involved in that process?
We thank them, actually, for our first taking part in that trial, and that helped us getting the vaccine for our community. Unfortunately, the study is still going on and it's double blinded, so we don't know who took the placebo, who took the vaccine, and so on. However, if they think they are at high risk and they want to opt out of the study, that's their right, and they are allowed to do so with going to the same center they were initially participating in the trial.
I wanted to ask you, Dr. Marwan, you know, vaccines now available to everyone in the UAE. Those restrictions on certain segments of society have been removed, although you can walk in, as you said earlier, if you are over 60 or a person of determination. What kind of waiting times are we looking at? If someone was to pick up the app this afternoon, do you know roughly how long it would take for them to get an appointment for their first dose?
That would depend on the center they book on. For example, as I said, we have a huge center in Dubai Park, and that the capacity can go up to 5,000 a day. So if you go there, you're likely to get it very soon. Unlike other centers where the density of population is higher and the people want to go there, obviously there will be a waiting list. Especially the drive-throughs capacity is not as big as the vaccination center at Dubai Park.
And lastly, I just wanted to ask if you can remind us of the app that people can download, get themselves in the system and work towards that glorious e-status, which I got a few weeks ago and did a little dance, I have to say. What is the app exactly, Dr. Marwan, and how easy is it to find it?
Yeah. It's a Saha app on iOS or Android, and they can get it from any of the stores of those two operators. And it's very easy, user-friendly. You can easily go to the vaccination park and then book an appointment, and then you get to choose which center you would like to book your appointment on. And then just take it from there with a few information that is asking you to fill in, and you're done.
Thank you so, so much for your time today. Really do appreciate the insights, and we'd love to have you back as things do continue to develop. And to everyone out there, please get in the system, get vaccinated. We are all responsible. We're in this together, and there is light at the end of the tunnel. So really appreciate everyone's efforts to bring the UAE through this, including, yes, of course, you, Dr. Marwan Al-Kabi at Seha, and everyone working there tirelessly behind the scenes to get us back to normal. Thank you so, so much. Have a wonderful afternoon.
This is Afternoons with Helen Farmer.
Join the conversation
on Dubai Eye 103.8.
Great to have you with us for another episode of the Afternoons with Helen Farmer podcast. We are live on Dubai Eye 103.8 every single weekday. That's Sunday to Thursday between 2 and 5. And on Tuesdays, it is Healthy Habits. So tune in and get your questions to the experts. In the meantime, please do rate and subscribe. It helps other people find the podcast, boost us in the ratings, and you'll also get the podcast direct to your phone.
You've been listening to a Dubai Eye 103.8 podcast. To enjoy lots more from Dubai Eye in the United Arab Emirates, just go to dubaieye1038.com or find them wherever you normally get your podcasts.